Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning and Merry Christmas to you. Christmas from me to you. I have a gift today. Yes, it's another clinical nugget, something you have to add to your list. I know you're thinking more about gifts and food, but the first of the year will be here soon, and it's never too early to start. So just enjoy this show. Just take it as entertainment. It's a gift because it's another nugget. It's another one of those perspectives that we don't have, that we've marginalized down, even in nutrition, to something less important and comprehensive than it really is. And it's called intestinal gut ecology. Yeah, you understand it as probiotics. You understand it as the good bacteria. You understand it as fermented foods. You understand it as colon cleanses and all the importance of those activities to your health. But, and here's the point of the show, there's a bigger picture here. There's a concept, and it's encapsulated in the word the ecosystem of the large and small intestine. What does it look like? If you shrunk yourself down to the size of a bacteria and rolled on down your intestinal tract and went in there, what would that internal architecture look like? What would be there? What would be missing? What would be there that shouldn't be there? What would the overall review, the critique, what would it look like if you put it down to pen and pencil? If you summarized it in an essay after you spent a week or two down in your intestinal tract and you came out with a number from 0 to 100, 100 being perfect and 0 being big trouble. And that's the way you have to think about the ecology of your gut. Colon cleansing, probiotics, fermented food, so on and so forth. That's not the insight. The insight is to go down and reconstruct. And we all need to reconstruct if we've grown up in America eating American food, fast food, and all the mistakes so much or indiscretions of our youth. All the bad patterns that we're now interested in changing. What we're really doing is understanding the ecosystem, the neighborhood of health in the intestinal tract, as one of the driving vital forces behind prevention of disease and repair of disease. Now, that's the concept. Once again, the show to get you the concept. All right, let's fill it in, but first a little bit of basic science. By the way, if you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. I teach with pictures, so get to the website. You got to be a little bit computer literate here, not much. Just get to the website, straighttalk.cc. That's not .com, straighttalk.cc. Get to the literature section, click it on for today's show. You'll see a bunch of pictures and follow right along. If you're driving in the car, as many are, or listening to the radio, if you're listening to the radio, please get to the computer. If not, I'll describe it as best I can as the show proceeds. Okay, concepts. Let's talk about the basic concepts down there. Well, one, you've got to have good bowels. And that's a whole other show. And we've done shows on how to defecate regularly, 1 to 2 times a day. Constipation, it's a problem. You want your HCl, you want your bile, you want your probiotics, you want a minimum of pathogens, you want your structural body correct, you want your emotional body correct, you want to eat enough fiber, have enough oil, sleep enough to get your adrenaline, and there's that good morning poop. Enough said. That's another show. Number two, HCl. That's right, the hydrochloric acid. Why is ample hydrochloric production so important? Because the large intestine has to be acidic. At a pH of about 5.5, So again, don't get confused. Calm it down. We want the intercellular fluid to be alkaline, about 6.8 to 7.2. We want the intercellular fluid. That's a space in the body. But the space inside your large intestine, that's right. If you put something up inside the colon rectally or down through the mouth all the way to the large intestine, that space in there, that space has an acid-alkaline balance also. So it's got a pH. That pH is not supposed to be alkaline. It's supposed to be acidic. Because that acidity allows the probiotics to flourish. Most importantly, the mass population of that large intestine, good bacteria, which we'll talk about in great detail as time permits, is the bifidobacteria, bifidus. And bifidus conferred to us through breastfeeding, hopefully, bifidus infantis, which we'll talk about later, is one of many strains or types of bifidus. And all these different types of strains of bifidus compiled give us our bifidus, B-I-F-I-D-I-S, our bifidus faction down in the large intestine. That stuff doesn't grow unless the pH is down into acid ranges. Interesting. And what makes it acidic? Your HCl and your bile acids. So if you want to screw it up, I'll give you three variables that really make it a botch. One, you're not breastfed, so you don't get your bifidus implantation. Two, you're so stressed out and sympathetic dominant that your parietal cells don't produce the HCl. We have studies showing if you're stressed out enough, you don't produce hydrochloric acid. Unbelievable in a world of lactic acid fermentation and heartburn, and we give you protonics. We give you these proton pump inhibitors. We stop your HCl production to stop the burning in your gastric tract. And that's exactly the opposite of what's supposed to happen, because that HCl controls the entire ecology of the gut. Down in that large intestine, that HCl guarantees us a more acidic colon so the bifidus can grow. And number three, congested bile ducts. No bile, you don't get that extra acid. The bile acids also blend into the HCl, controlling that pH into the large intestine. Right there. You're 10 years old. You've grown up in stress. You haven't been breastfed correctly. And you've eaten all this trans fatty, hydrogenated, garbage fat junk. And your gallbladder's congested. Right there, you're in trouble. You got to have a really strong set of genes to counter that. And if you don't, this is why we have so many kids in their 20s in trouble. Now, tie that into endometriosis, polycystic ovaries, cancers, back pains, fibromyalgia, attention deficit disorder, bipolar disorders, autism, all these different issues that kids face. Nobody's linking him down there. And that's the problem. And that's another slant on the show. So here we are talking about gut ecology. And as we're going to argue today, and as we're going to supplement, of course, with hard science, we're going to make the argument that this is so absolutely vital for health. At the same time, where are we making this connection to childhood diseases, to teenage diseases, and to the death rates from cancer and heart disease and the rest of it? Why? Because science can't provide funding to get research to make these hookups dynamic. So we can't say if your gut ecology is off and you have cancer that the gut ecology imbalance caused the cancer, caused the heart disease, caused the schizophrenia, caused the attention deficit disorder. We don't have science to document that to the full spectrum of the scientific method. My suggestion, make a new science. My suggestion, cut science's legs off and start using your brains, because science isn't. Science will get there. Over the next 20, 30, 50, 100 years, we'll develop technologies, and then we'll make that scientific connection to the satisfaction of even our greatest critics. And then one day you'll walk into some medical clinic somewhere at the highest universities in this fine land, and they'll tell you your gut ecology's off. That's why you're predisposed to cancer. But instead, what do? We break down disease to things like genetic testing, profiling, all sorts of useless blood tests that aren't specific enough. Just a little ditty there. Always got to give you the philosophy. That's part of the gift to you. It's your perspective. So, gut ecology, good bowels controlled by those reasons. Secondarily, bile. Get the bile flowing. Number three, hydrochloric acid production. Okay, wonderful. Now let's get to the show. Those probiotics, the good bacteria, most of it's called Bifidus. And Bifidus has many, many, many strains. One of those strains is Infantis, Infantis. The other one is Faecalis, Helvetius. If you check out picture number 12, I'm not recommending a supplement here. You know where my vote goes. But look at how they listed these lactobacillus. These are different strains. You don't want one strain. You want all the strains of Bifidus. Bifidus bifidum. Bifidus breve. Bifidum coagulans. Bifidus lactis. Bifidus animalis lactis. Bifidus longum. Bifidobacterium subtilis. Now, if you study the evolution of the child, if you study what happens to the kid's gut ecology when the child's breastfed, I purposely put this supplement sheet on. That's picture number 12 in the literature section, because it's missing something. Again, you've got to get a good probiotic, and you know where to go. Sometime in your spare time, get Premier Research Labs and look at the back. And when you check the Bifidus content of the probiotic, that's the Premier Probiotic Caps. And when it says full spectrum flora, if you look at the back, amongst all the other cautions that they took, like they didn't centrifuge it, so that the bacterias are not too attenuated, so that they're still very aggressive. Because the probiotic that you eat, the company you buy from, in the processing, in the manufacturing, in the growth cultures, from the time they grow it to the time they get it in the capsule to the time they get it into your stomach, there can be many little pitfalls along the way that'll make it inferior, even though the manufacturer will claim that there's billions and billions and billions, except that they will be, if they're not processed diligently, attenuated. One form of attenuation, like we break its legs, so to speak, and make it alive but still useless. Mind you that the processing through a probiotic is critical, because once it gets in there, it's got to go up against the biofilms. And I plastered an article into the literature section that you can read on your spare time. I'm going to get into it in a minute. But bottom line, if in fact we need supplementation, if in fact because you weren't breastfed, because your diet's been off, because your probiotic titers in the intestinal tract are so low, and you're going to look into a probiotic, you've got to make sure that the animal can go down into the intestinal tract. And why? Because once it's there, it's got to do a job, and that job is war. The implantation process implies the displacement of pathogens. So it's going to go up against the pathogen. It's going to do battle. And this is why in the processing of the probiotic, if it's centrifuged, if it's not grown on the right substrates, if it's irradiated, if it all sorts of little nooks and crannies, it's not done correctly. It has no strength, even though it's alive. So I want you to really remember that. And then another Christmas present to you, these probiotics from Premier Research Labs. Now, most importantly, if you look at the ingredients, you're going to find that the Bifidus in the probiotic from Premier Research Labs has something called Infantis in it. Bifidus Infantis. You're not going to see that on that list there on...